It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News. On the Ag Information Network, I am Haley Shipp. Two new USDA reports are painting a mixed picture for farmers in the Southeast, with updated crop forecasts on one hand and higher production costs on the other. The August World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report brings the first field-based yield projections for the 2025-26 crop year. Cotton output is projected at 13.2 million bales. That's down sharply from July and last year as southeastern states see lower yields. That drop pulls ending stocks down to 3.6 million bales and lifts the price to 64 cents a pound. Meanwhile, sugar supplies are higher on more beet production and bigger beginning stocks, pushing the stocks-to-use ratio to 17.75%. Margins remain tight. USDA's prices received index for crops in June was up 9.2% from a year ago, but the prices paid index covering feed, seed, fertilizer, and fuel also climbed 7.1%. If you'd like to see market intel on these reports from the American Farm Bureau, visit us at aginfo.net.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.